We're going to start this morning, though, on a positive story. A South Kerry teenager who took up javelin throwing 6 months ago has won a medal at the Special Olympics. 16-year-old Ryan Griffin from Tarman's Waterville won silver in a mini javelin event yesterday afternoon. He's the only Kerry member of Team Ireland who are taking part in the Special Olympics, which are being held in Berlin. He's a member of the Skellig Star Club, which he joined when he was 6 years of age. And Dennis Daly is chair and coach of Skellig Stars with me in the line. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Not too bad. Listen, you must be absolutely delighted with Ryan's success.
Yeah, we're thrilled over here with Ryan's success. He really did very well. Yeah, yesterday and the day before he threw in the first round and he got into the final yesterday. He gave us a few fights, all right, though. He threw the first shot. It wasn't great, but after that thing he got into it, like, and he threw very well. He threw 10.17, and the winner was 10.21. So there was very little in it. He just missed out on the gold.
Yeah,
this is a powerful achievement for Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And look, his family must be delighted. I know that they're out there as well. His parents, Adrian and Angela.
Yeah, and his grandmother travelled as well from Glenbey, so
there's
a big crowd out here. Yeah, we had a great crowd from Glenbey here yesterday, and people came from England as well. Like, you know, his family from England, they travelled from Marshall, they travelled from all over. So it was powerful yesterday. He was interviewed by American TV as well yesterday. Like, you know, he was so popular out here.
That's brilliant.
Just a superstar.
Yeah, that's amazing. Stay with me in the line there. We have Adrian and Angela. Ryan Otis on the line. Good morning to both of you. Adrian, listen, you must be absolutely delighted. What was it like watching him do so well yesterday?
Yeah, good morning, Gerry. Good morning, Kerry, from a very warm and sunny Berlin out here. Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely delighted for him, yeah. Yesterday was just amazing. He's only 16, very first. Olympics, World Games, National Games, everything. And his last throw, he pulled it out of the bag and that got him his silver medal, yeah. So we're over the moon.
What was he like after it, Angela? He must have been delighted, was he?
Good morning, Gerry.
Good morning.
He was absolutely delighted. There's a lovely video on Facebook by his school colleague. I shared it myself on the page. Now, I don't know where it was recorded from, but it just, how to say it, describes it to T. He knew he had got a good shot and he was jumping for joy. It's a lovely video actually to watch. It's one that we must try and get a recording of. It's really, really nice.
Yeah.
He was just delighted. He loved the limelight. Loves the limelight.
And listen, look,
he's loving all the attention with the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months.
I'd imagine.
It just really has made his day, yeah.
Yeah. And look, yeah. It's I know he's in action again today. I think it's in 100 metres and this time. So,
he's just been disqualified from that, unfortunately. So now we're concentrating on the relay race for Saturday.
And that's on Saturday.
He crossed the line on yesterday and they're very technical, so he's disqualified from that now. We'll concentrate on the relay Saturday, please God.
Okay. What's it been like out there, Angela? The whole experience, Berlin, being at a World Games, must be an amazing experience.
Oh, unreal. You'd have to be here really to appreciate it and realise the enormity of it. I suppose we didn't really realise it we coming out. You know, we were kind of trying to keep everything relaxed for him, not putting him on, people around about medals and whatever. And I said, don't even go there. Look, it's the experience for him and for us. Unbelievable. And the support has been unreal.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Adrian, look, what the whole experience since he's been 6 years of age, he's been involved with Skellig Stars and the Special Olympics movement. It's been a hugely positive thing, I'd imagine, in your lives and in his life.
Yeah, look, Skellig Stars is everything to Ryan. Every Thursday night he goes in there, he's shaking me to get me ready for 6:30 to get into the van, get in the road. You do not get past 6:30. You're facing for Skellig Stars, and they're a brilliant bunch. There's 20 of them there together. They drive each other on. We play football, soccer, athletics. We do dancing, tours. They're just a great bunch together. They mind each other. There's volunteers that put up their hands and say, yep, I'll be there Thursday night. And they don't have children with disabilities. For me, I have a child with disabilities. It makes sense. But like, these people, like Dinis here now, Dinis is our chairperson, coach, he doesn't have a child with disabilities, and yet they put in all this effort for our families. It's just, so you have coaches, you have volunteers, you have the TY students of Colossian and Skellige come in there every Thursday night, and they come back year on year on year, and that's what it's all about, you know, the volunteerism from Skellig Stars. Wattle G have been brilliant, and he's been involved since he was very young, and you've got them all, like you've got Kerry Social Farming, you have, he's just back from Lourdes, Group 135 to come out to the Irish Pilgrimage Trust, and these are all volunteers who give up their time for people like Ryan and families like ours to, you know, just bar days like this. So
yeah. Yeah, and Dinis, look, that encapsulates it all, really. All the volunteers and all the effort. This yesterday and seeing what happened with Ryan and the other Irish competitors, does it make it all worth it?
Well, it makes it all worth it. Like, it's all, it's such a powerful occasion, like, you know, to be on top of the world out here in Berlin, you know, and just to think of all our lads back home, the rest of our athletes, they're so good, like, they help Ryan to get through, train him. You know, they were brilliant lads back home, and we can't wait to get back to see them.
It'll be some celebration, that's for sure. And you're not done yet, in the fact that he's going into the relay race on Saturday. And look, it's a huge operation. I know Ryan himself is with Team Ireland in camp, trying to concentrate on getting ready for Saturday and doing the best that he can, Dinis. And it's like, for you as someone who's been involved for years, I know we had 20 years ago in Ireland the Special Olympics here, which is a massive occasion, but it's just an enormous undertaking, isn't it, out there in Berlin?
Well, it's massive, yeah. Yeah, we've been, when the Olympics were in Ireland there years ago, just after that, until we started our club, like, and we're going from strength to strength all the time. We've great people. Mary Goulden there from Over the Water, she was one of the founders. Angela Connor as well from Over the Water, she was there, she was one of the founders in 20 years ago. Also Angela's a trainer as well, and plus I can't forget Daniel Sullivan, he's one of our trainers, like, you know, these people are so good and have got this club strength to strength that they, like, you know, and just powerful to be out here representing Ireland. And Ryan is such a gentle person. He's one of the finest people you could meet. He's so caring, and he's such an athlete. And it's that what we hope that we can bring to South Kerry, and we're going to rock the kingdom when we get him on Monday.
You will indeed, that's for sure. Angela, what did he say to you after he got the medal? He must have been just delighted.
He was just delighted, and as I say, he stood up on the podium, two hands in the air, and he punching the air. And if you saw him Saturday night at the opening ceremony, he was across the way from us, and he dancing and he punching the air, just absolutely delighted with it all. Now, to be honest, we were worried when he was coming out here, because you just don't know how things will go or whatever, but he'd just gone with the flow. I have to say thanks to Dinis, Paddy and Eilish for training him all along. And for minding him, he's just, as I say, he's just taken it all in his stride, as you can see from the clips online and stuff like that. He didn't face him one bit. Well, his second throw yesterday, he knows when he doesn't get a good throw. And he got the red flag, and I thought, oh my God, that's going to put
that's
him off.
Upset him,
just nailed it. Yeah, it just nailed the last one. And he was only, 0.4 metres away from his gold medal. But like I said, look, he got his silver. We came out here saying it was an experience of a lifetime for him and for us. And we said once he went home happy and enjoyed the experience, that's all we wanted. A medal was the last thing in our mind. He's going back with a silver medal, so we're absolutely just delighted.
I can imagine. Look, Adrian, finally, did you ever think he'd be at a moment like this? I mean, with the disability, he's got communication issues and that, to overcome all that to get to here and to be able to perform.
Look, there's lots of families listening around Kerry there now. They're in the same boat as us, and that's the least thing on your mind when you have a child with a disability. But look, all I can say to the families out there, there is great people in every community. Get involved with the Special Olympics, get involved with your local GAA club, and just, you know, to them people that made this day for us, thanks very much. And to all our friends, family, the cars, the postmen have been very busy with the last couple of weeks. There's been prayers, candles, holy water, you name it. And we're heading back to Kerry, and as Ryan says, big, big party. So
yeah,
so, thanks very much.
Brilliant. Listen, congratulations, Ryan. You're amazing. Proud mum, dad, grandparents. That comes in from Helen Griffin. Guys, look, enjoy the rest of it, and fingers crossed for him on Saturday. But he's done brilliant already. And thanks for talking to us this morning from Berlin.
Thanks, Joey.
Great stuff. There you
and
go.
And thanks to everyone for much. The great support. Thank you.
No problem. There you go. That's Angela and Adrian Griffin with us on the line, and also Dennis Daly, chair and coach of Skellig Stars. Brilliant story and a brilliant occasion out there in Berlin for all the members of Team Ireland.